You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. We've been using the Enneagram as a tool for years. We also use the natal chart in astrology, but we use them in very different ways. These two tools allow you to see into your soul, we call it essence, and see its health, its desires, and the biggest blocks in your life that keep you from your authentic self. Stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you, which is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, to start, can you tell the audience what is the Enneagram and the natal chart in astrology and give us some background on each one?
So just briefly, if you've never heard of the Enneagram, there's a lot of stuff online about it. And listen to the show today. And if you're interested, you know, you can go pursue it. The natal chart and astrology, everybody's heard of astrology, but the natal chart, they might not know, but that's the imprint that you have, that they use as astrological terms to define at the precise moment of your birth, what you're like.
Okay.
And we find that very interesting. The Enneagram is a personality typing system with 9 different types, and each type has a wing, a primary wing.
Right.
And you can actually have both wings. And so if you're a 9, you could have a 1 wing or an 8 wing.
Okay.
And the higher the number, the lower number is meaningless in terms of
only about identification.
By identification. So, yes. It's much different than the it's still a personality typing system, but it's much different than the astrology natal chart.
Correct.
But here's why this is really, really important. Okay. And no one ever gives you this context because it's based on what's happening in the world right now. The Earth is a place in the universe. And this is what we see intuitively. It's very clear.
We're not guessing.
Is a place in the universe that souls can come. Energy, they said there were energy beings having a physical experience. Well,
correct.
That energy being is your soul, or what we call essence. Mm-hmm. And it comes to Earth so that you can have a physical experience. And that's kind of hard to understand, but you know, if I'm mean to Patricia, she's usually mean back. My soul learns that, hey, when you're mean, when you put out meanness,
don't be mean to Patricia.
Yeah, don't be mean to Patricia. But when you put out meanness, you get meanness back. And that's a very oversimplified way, but
by all means,
we're here to learn at the level of our soul, evolve. And so that as we go to our next lifetime, we're more evolved and the evolution of Earth keeps going and going and going. Here's the rub. That ain't happening. And we know that via our intuition, via our refined intuition.
Right.
And that's part of the problem. And that's why we use both the Enneagram and the astrology. So let me explain, okay? The story of the Enneagram. So that's why we're here. What we're here to do, we're here in general terms to come and have a physical experience and learn and then evolve as a result of that.
Well, I just need to say, as I understand it, and I know you're going to get into it, but the problem is that we might have been having and even still having physical experiences, but the learning is the problem.
Well, and you just... You, You have to wait.
Oh,
let me get to it. Let me
sorry.
Get
to it. So, I was excited.
Well, and she's absolutely right. The Enneagram, and I know this, you know, from the very first time that I knew the Enneagram was a tool as we were developing the ecosystem approach that we had to use. And I know I was reading up about it, and they went all into the history and the people that found it in the beginning and all that stuff. And that, you know, and I,
that's fine, but that's not the point.
It's not the point. It misses the point.
Right.
I see that the Enneagram was given to us because on the other side, in the non-physical dimension, a group, a collective, a huge amount of people, it was commonly known that we were going through these cycles, these life and death, and instead of removing the negative energy, we were accumulating, and the people were getting more and more negative energy. Now,
and it was building up.
It was building up.
Okay.
It wasn't going away. That's the opposite of evolution. That's disintegration. Mm-hmm. We were not doing what we're here to, what we came here to do.
Okay.
So the Enneagram was a tool that I believe was given to us, and you can go back to history, but I don't, you know,
we don't have time for that at the moment. Yes.
It's not the history that's important. What's important is that this is a tool to see the negative energy that's attached to your essence, that is attached to you, but is not you. And you can see that because the Enneagram is a personality typing system, and each type describes a set of personality compulsions. And that's a really important word, because a compulsion means that you do it almost without choice. Well, you have to do it.
Exactly.
You know, and Patricia's a four, if you know the Enneagram, and she is emotional. And there are times that there is no choice. I'm a six. I'm a nice guy compulsively. You know, when I should punch you in the nose, I would probably be nicer than I should. It's part of my compulsions. Now, we've been taking this time as we've been applying the ecosystem approach and removing these negative energies. And so understand that this negative energy is the biggest problem in the world today. And if you can't see energy, I see all these experts out there talking about how to be better and how to have you know, self-improvement techniques and all those things, but they miss the most important point, which is the buildup of negative energy. And by the way, we did an amazing article on our website, theecosystemapproach.org. If you sign up for our free section, mm-hmm. you can read the two-part article about the discovery, which says most of us come in with 80% negative energy.
And that's one of the reasons that we were given the Enneagram in the first place.
Right. And here's the other reason, okay?
Okay.
We have a very black and white view of,
yes, we do.
Of negative energy. So no one would ever think that having too much love is negative energy.
Yes.
Well, the Enneagram frames it in such a way, for example, the two. Two is a type on the Enneagram. We're very familiar with twos because my mother's a two. We're taking care of my mother, who's 92. We've talked about it in the past. But, you know, she compulsively is nice. She compulsively lies to herself about what she's doing because that's her Enneagram type, and it's not who she is authentically.
Well, and it's not only her Enneagram type, but that when she came to us, none of that negative energy had been removed.
Yes.
And we also see that it has really affected her aging process.
Oh,
and
yes.
And I think this is a really good footnote. It's affected her aging process, and it also contributes, and I want to make sure everyone understands, it contributes to the dementia that she has.
Right.
And I have to tell you, it's not pretty. She might be the sweetest person in the world, but there are times where it's not pretty.
Well, the buildup of negative energy
exactly.
Has resulted in dementia and hearing loss.
Yes.
So, here's how the types are created on the Enneagram.
Okay.
When we're traumatized in the world, we create coping mechanisms.
Sure.
And those coping mechanisms are these energy compulsions, these personality compulsions.
Correct.
To be nice, to be safe, mm-hmm. to be a peacemaker, to be aggressive, to be perfect. Yes. All these things are these compulsions.
By the way, I'm none of those things. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll talk about that some more. But anyways, so these compulsions come from trauma. But what happens is we don't go out in the world and say, okay, what's the problem in my life? And what's the best way for me to deal with it? Mm-hmm. We don't have any choice. When we have these Enneagram types, we go and compulsively act in a certain way based on our type.
Yes.
Here's the last thing.
Okay.
Your Enneagram type has positive characteristics and negative characteristics. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the problem is that we have, as a culture, have been putting people on a pedestal based on their positive Enneagram types, but that's fake. That's not because of who they really are. And it's really, their positive Enneagram types can be because of negative energy, which, if you think about it, is kind of the reason why the leaders are not the best among us, is because they're being leaders from their Enneagram type. So,
all right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The earth is a place where soul energy comes to have a physical experience to learn and evolve. It's observed that collectively souls, or your essence, was dysfunctional due to the buildup of this dark negative energy. Mm-hmm. And the Enneagram type creates behavioral compulsions, which remove choice and appropriate problem-solving ability. And the Enneagram compulsions are the result of dark negative, dark energy influences that is motivated to block your evolution. That is not good, folks.
Not at all. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the Enneagram and if it's not authentic to you, why is it important and why is it central to the ecosystem approach? By the way, that's us. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about the Enneagram, and if it's not the authentic you, why is it important and why is it central to the ecosystem approach? We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, if your Enneagram type comes from negative energy and mine doesn't, I'm just kidding. Why do we even have to focus on it at all?
Okay. The effectiveness of the ecosystem approach and comes from removing the negative energy attached to your essence.
And by the way, it works, everyone.
It's simply put. I mean, that's really simple.
True.
Okay. So it becomes more complex because we live in a world where we're programmed.
Yeah.
And the program is so with programming, your essence becomes irrelevant.
Yes.
Just do it no matter how you feel.
Correct.
Just think this way, feel this way, do these things, and everything's going to work
this
out.
Formula.
Right.
Okay.
That's not how we're designed. Mm. That is not how human beings design. How do I know that? We say that a lot, but how do I know that? It's kind of when you have the refined intuition, and this is from, oh, by the way, removing the negative energy from our essence is refined intuition.
And we do that by using the ecosystem approach. Go ahead.
It's obvious. It's hardwired in. We know how we work.
Yes.
And that's how we work. It's to that our essence, when our essence is working, it's like Snoopy doing a Pootie dance. It's like, you know, it's happy. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yes.
When it's ignored, when it's pushed aside, when it's discredited, discounted.
Or discounted, yes.
You're not a happy camper. Well, when you're not a happy camper, what happens? You get sick. Mental illness is
epidemic right now.
That's because we're collectively ignoring our essence. The epidemic of the childhood diseases. I mean, the COVID. Take a topic.
Exactly.
You can relate it back to the negative energy in your essence.
Exactly. And I read an article yesterday that not only teenage, but childhood suicide is out of control.
Yeah.
Childhood suicide.
Yeah.
I mean.
And ironically.
Okay. That just blows me away. Everyone.
Don't let me stay on my soapbox too long. But
okay.
Ironically, they use programming to help kids who are suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
They program them so they don't be suicidal. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
The reason people are suicidal at the very root of your existence is because your essence is say, I want to be me.
And the programming says,
no, you can't be you. You're supposed to be this or this or this or this.
Exactly. Exactly.
So when you force someone that's contrary to who they are authentically, their God-given essence, their soul, then problems
arise.
Problems are created.
Yes.
So here's the thing. Both the Enneagram, would you understand the negative energy?
Mm-hmm.
Both the Enneagram and astrology natal chart cannot stand on their own in this world today the way it is.
Okay.
You know, I am so impressed with astrology. Astrology is a body of knowledge.
Yes.
That is huge.
Yes. And it's bigger than all of us.
It's bigger than all of us. It's really important. What I've seen though, when I've looked at astrologers, people who are experts at astrology, their personal evolution interferes with their ability to interpret of the energies.
Well, and I want to jump in and say, I'm very impressed. By the way, I'm impressed with the astrology, absolutely. But I'm also impressed with the Enneagram and how many have looked at the Enneagram and seen the negative traits of a person, for instance, who's a 4 or a 6 or a 9 or
the different types,
and how they've nailed that negative energy that's attached to you. How is that even possible? You don't know me, but how is it even possible that astrology can nail where my goals should be going or could be going if I choose? How do they do that? And I realized that wasn't the question that we were supposed to be asking, but
reading some of the Enneagram books, unfortunately, it's very effective in understanding your personality compulsions.
Yes.
And you can see someone's evolution by understanding their Enneagram type and how they act in the world based on their type.
Yes.
See, the problem is that one of the things that I see in this world today is that we take sevens, for example. Our society in the United States is a seven society.
That means
go. More profit, more things to do.
More this.
If you're going to one baseball game, you need to go to 10. Yeah. So that's, it's very sevenish. And so we exalt the people who have seven traits.
Because they can go.
But that's a result of negative energy. There's something, if you think about it, there's something off. Really off about that.
Yes.
What we need to do, and this is where, you know, if you read an Enneagram book, they'll say, okay, you understand your type, and then you can come to this understanding of your ego and let it go. And then you're
going to go to where?
Well, exactly.
I'm sorry.
You become empty. You don't know. You don't have any frame of reference to know who you are.
Yes.
Now, technically, as you remove more and more negative energy, you don't need to have your natal chart to have an idea of who you are. You could listen to your essence, and it could tell you. But in this world today, that's mixed it up and made it so complex
and covered it up.
The astrological natal chart astrology is an amazing tool.
Yes,
and I'm finding that when we work with clients, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but we always focus on the Enneagram first, because even if they know their astrology, their personality compulsions get in their way from having who they are authentically come forward. You're a great example, because a four is very emotional. But if you look at her astrology, she's a Libra, Gemini, Libra Sun, Gemini Moon, Libra ascending sign.
Okay.
That's intellect. Air is intellect. It's all air. It's intellect. It's reason. It's logic.
But my Enneagram gets in the way.
Oh my gosh. You've not even been able to do that because of that. You know, for me, needing to be safe and avoid judgment because I'm a six made me meek and agreeable in a way that was contrary to who I am authentically.
Because he's not meek and agreeable.
If you look at my astrology, I'm a Sagittarius with a Scorpio moon and a Aries rising.
Okay.
You know, by definition, I should be pissing you off on a regular basis if I'm being authentic.
He's authentic with me. Oops. You know, sorry.
You know, putting my foot in my mouth, saying the truth, being bold. doing amazing big things.
That's true.
It's not a meek, agreeable lifestyle.
Right.
And all the clearing that I've done since we've been using the ecosystem approach is to clear that stuff
and
away.
And I need to put this in there. My family says, don't ask Jason. He'll tell you what he thinks.
And that's because I've cleared that six part of me that would never tell you what I think.
Exactly.
You
know? So go ahead. I apologize. You know, I got in the way.
The Enneagram helps you with the specifics of what you need to clear.
Yes.
And when you attach that to your emotional story, if you've been listening to our shows, your emotional story is how you felt about how you were raised.
Yes.
Not what happened, but how you felt about it and how you processed it. And frankly, if you know your Enneagram type, that's how you coped with it.
Well,
but
I need to jump in and say, the ecosystem approach has helped me personally, but I've seen it help many start and even remove those compulsions, those negative compulsions connected to their Enneagram, and they become more aware of actually authentically who they are.
You know, we've had since we've been doing this, we have a lot of clients. We've stopped taking on new clients, and we've got a lot of clients that we've had for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting to the point where we're removing the personality compulsions.
Yes.
And I've seen some of them say, oh my gosh, if I'm not this, for example, a good example is a one.
Okay. Yeah.
A one has to be perfect. And in that needing to be perfect, it doesn't matter whether it's perfect for themselves, it's perfect according to someone else's rules or their rules about what they think is perfect. When they start to remove that need to be perfect, they say, who am I?
Yes.
Well, I have no idea how to
Who
live.
Who am I? Where do live I live in the world? And, yeah. and how can I manage this?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Yes, I
see
that.
So the Enneagram gives you a lot of great detail about where to clear and how to start to clear.
Okay.
And that's why we use it so effectively in the ecosystem approach.
Okay. So I just have a question. Astrology, especially the natal chart, cannot stand on its own. I want you to reinforce that for just a
Neither
moment.
Neither of them can.
Or the Enneagram, excuse me.
I mean, if you use astrology and you don't understand this negative energy that's affecting you, you're not going to, it's going to not
gonna
make
go
sense.
Anywhere.
It's not going to, yeah. And same thing with the Enneagram. If you don't have the astrology mm-hmm. and you start clearing, you're going to get that point where it's like, okay, now what? I'm lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, technically, if you just remove the negative energy, your essence can guide you. But then you have to relearn how to talk to your essence.
But also, we were programmed not to listen to our essence.
Exactly.
And that's the big thing here. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Having the best life for you comes from healing and removing negative energy from essence.
Okay.
The Enneagram was created to help you identify the negative energy dysfunction in your essence.
Mm-hmm.
And both the Enneagram type and the natal chart cannot stand on their own as a tool. You need both in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach is designed to show you how to integrate these two tools to work in the best way for you and bring out the authentic you.
And that the authentic you is so very, very important. And I have never known anyone who didn't like the authentic self.
Yes.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to use the Enneagram and the natal chart in astrology so that the ultimate goal of healing your essence can happen in the best way. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire. Through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you, go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to use the Enneagram and the natal chart in astrology so that the ultimate goal of healing your essence, we're talking about you here, can happen in the best way. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. And I'm going to go off script here for just a second. When we're talking about the ecosystem approach helps you restore instead of be programmed, what I'm talking about is when you use the tools of the Enneagram and astrology, your natal chart, along with the ecosystem approach, I have to tell you, it is the best of our world today. And I realize that we've struggled, all of us have struggled with our world today, but when you use the three together, there's a power in it. There is a knowing in it. And there is the ability for us to be better and actually connect with our essence to help not only ourselves, but others.
Well, and we talk about this in theoretical terms.
Like, yes, we do.
The essence is the key to everything.
Yes.
But if you're having a mental health crisis, maybe you're just lonely. Maybe it's not a crisis. Maybe you're just feeling really lonely or depressed.
Right.
Or you lost your va-va-voom or all of that.
Right.
You know, in the world today, what do? Well, you can read a self-help book. You can go talk to someone. Oh, by the way, we see that when you talk about your feelings, it doesn't necessarily change the negative energies.
Exactly.
So
the ecosystem approach does.
Exactly. And we don't see that we have an essence, how important it is.
Right.
But here's the key to mental health, for example.
Okay.
Clearing the negative energy from your essence and being who you are in the world. It's kind of that simple.
And it's really powerful.
And not only would you don't ever have to motivate yourself because your essence when you're being who you are, there's no need to motivate yourself because you're who you are authentically. And you want to do that. You want to express that in the world.
Exactly.
It's instinctive.
I have people say to me all the time, Patricia, where do you get all that energy? And the answer is, it comes from my essence because I've cleared enough negative energy away from my essence, out of my essence, to have authentic, and I'm going to say it this way, creator-given motivation.
Well, and going back to the mental health thing again,
right?
People think, so how do you have mental health? Take drugs? No.
Drink. Yes.
Yeah. Drink. Yeah. Drugs.
Smoke, you know, smoke cigarettes.
So smoke a weed. Smoke weed.
Yeah.
You know. You know, that doesn't do it.
Well, it might do it in the moment, but it's definitely not long term.
It's a Band-Aid at best.
At best.
You know,
and by the way, it's probably not a very good Band-Aid.
Exactly. And so, So talking to someone, there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
of course,
it's very slow and it doesn't. If you understand how you work, which is what the ecosystem approach is all about.
Is all about. Yes, exactly.
You know, your essence, when you're talking to someone, it's good to say, yeah, life sucks. I'm depressed. I'm lonely. I don't know what, you know, chances are when people talk to other people, they're needy also.
Yes.
And the neediness is an energy that doesn't get fixed by expressing that neediness to other people.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
So here's the thing. Okay.
Well, I should ask the question. Jason, explain why you say the ultimate goal is to heal your essence. You were just talking about it.
Okay. All the great programs and approaches, all the self-help, you know, I've talked about this in other times. I've done all the self-help programs for years and years and years.
So did I before I met him. Yes.
It has nothing to do with your essence, typically. And even when they start to talk about their essence, and I've seen this with other new age or metaphysical healers,
okay,
they don't understand. And I suspect it's because they can't see. I look and I see that a lot of these people can't see.
I'll agree.
They don't have a sufficient refined intuition to see what the real problem is, which is that 80% negative energy in your essence.
Right.
And again, we wrote a whole article about it. It's a two-part article. It's a little long, but it's probably the most important article you ever read. Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org. Yes. Sign up for our free section. Listen to our shows every week. You know, we're helping you right now. It's all for free to start to uncover your essence.
Okay. So then I want to jump into, you know, we talk about the Enneagram. One of the biggest things that we've seen with the Enneagram is that people are often mistyped. Talk about that a little bit.
We could do a whole show about that.
Yes, we could.
We've had Enneagram experts that we've met who were mistyped.
Yes.
They said that, well, I'm this. And
At them and we go.
And the reason we do that is because each Enneagram type has a feel, an energy
to
it.
Yes, it does.
And that's how we perceive it. And that's why we're very, very accurate when we type someone based on feel. But here's the most important part.
Okay.
The best measure of your personal evolution is knowing your Enneagram type and seeing how you act in the world.
Yes.
That's a way for you to know. It's also a way, that's how we know.
Yeah.
You know, when we go out in the world and we see other fours, other sixes, other twos,
it makes nines. Me not want to be a four, but that's a side note, everybody.
We can see how they act and their evolution, because there's a certain set of traits, compulsive, that are unhealthy, average, and healthy. And
correct.
We can see what's in general. It's also a great way for you to see for yourself.
Yeah.
There's no other way that I know of. You don't go to someone else to find out your evolution. It's something that's something you should
know yourself.
Know yourself and trust yourself for that.
Exactly.
That's one of the biggest benefits of the Enneagram type. But when you start with an accurate Enneagram type, and by the way, we did a show, How to Uncover Your Emotional Story. It was on August 30th of 21. So if you want to look it up again, you can go to our website
and find it
by, How to Uncover Your Emotional Story. That's the name of it. Type that in the search box.
Right.
And, it was on 8/30/21. And we did a whole thing about how to uncover your emotional story.
Right.
And so you uncover your emotional story, and it's a process. We've been uncovering our emotional story. No one knows my emotional story better than her, and vice versa.
Right.
And we talk about it a lot. That's a big topic of conversation.
Right.
When we're talking about how we're doing and what we're doing in the world.
Right.
And so that's a big part. Okay. How to uncover your emotional story. We already did a show about it. Think of an onion that you're continually peel away layers and layers of compulsions, of more compulsions. And when you get rid of one compulsion, you see some more and some more and some more.
But it doesn't mean that it's hopeless.
You have to be patient.
Yes,
this takes a while.
Yeah.
See, programming.
Well, life takes a while.
The illusion of programming. Oh, by the way, this is the secret no one tells you. It doesn't work. So they'll tell you, if you do this, this, and this, you'll get this result.
That's right.
And you might for 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Maybe if you exclude everything else in your life, you could do it for a while.
Right.
But then if you're doing something for your health, then maybe your relationships are falling apart. And maybe you're doing something for relationships, then your health and your money's falling apart.
Correct.
It never is all one thing. Your soul wants to do it all. Your healthy soul can have money, relationships, good health, everything.
And I want to put in there that when your essence is healthy, then there's time for all of it.
Yes.
It's a huge deal, because most people go, I don't have that kind of time. Well, bottom line is start removing negative energy and you will find more time.
It's amazing. This goes, you know, so we're talking about your Enneagram, your natal chart. Mm-hmm. And it takes a while to clear enough of the compulsions of your Enneagram to get to the astrology and natal chart.
Correct.
But we've been talking, this is really good for both of us, for me to know that my nature is bold. I've always felt it. And I've been bold from time to time, but then I couldn't sustain it. I would go big and then,
And I have to say, because I know him, the trainings of his father demanded that boldness be pushed down. And be ridiculed and basically told you were wrong,
which worked into my Enneagram type of six of insecurities and fears and worries.
Exactly.
You know, so the natal chart's been really helpful to me.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, I should be over there.
Right.
I'm over here, but I should be over there. And you know, for you, the fact that you're logical, you know, and I'm just going to announce this. I think this is kind of neat. No one would ever accuse Patricia as being technical or computer savvy or whatever. But we're kind of in a remote area, and we've decided to get our ham radio license together.
Right.
So now, you know, when we go for a walk, we're talking about electricity and watts and ohms and voltage and,
so forth,
and things like that. You know, normally, if I first met her, she would say, "Hey, do you know who I am? You know, you know, you want to do this with me?"
Yeah.
But it really appeals to who she is authentically, and if her emotions get in the way, what do? We clear it. Yeah. And that's how it works. That's what the Daniel chart is, amazing if you can really understand.
Exactly. That. So quickly, let's do the key points of this segment, and then we're going to tell everyone how to clear.
The buildup of dark energy in your essence is relatively new and is the missing piece to true healing, accomplishment, and just well-being.
Okay.
Start with the Enneagram type with combined with your emotional story and start clearing. That's how you start.
Yes.
The natal chart is an amazing tool combined with clearing and understanding your Enneagram type. It just works well together. It's just, it was made for each other.
Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to use both tools to heal your essence so you can express your purpose in this life.
I love it. So very quickly, Jason, tell everyone how to do the clearing, meaning how to do the ecosystem approach.
Okay. And so we're going to do clearings in the next segment.
Yes.
And basically you can sit, stand, lay down, stand on your head. The posture is not important. When we say to eliminate, imagine in your mind's eye, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, or specific emotions, gather up those emotions, veils and illusions, barriers, and blow them into the processor. Jacob's going to put up a picture of the processor.
And if you're on the radio, just listening, use the garbage can. Whatever goes in the garbage can doesn't come back out.
You again, go to our website and sign up for our free section. You can print out a picture of the processor.
Yes. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you start to clear so you can understand these tools and negative energy in your essence so you can fulfill your destiny. That's quite a statement. Yes. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life.
Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Take control over your future. I'm Lisa Belts, and I'm here to help you realize your true potential and become unshakable. Schedule a completely free introductory coaching session with me now to see for yourself how I work. Get the divine guidance that you need to transform your life for the better. Go to lisabelts.com and take that step towards transformation. That's LYSABELTZ.com.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
not just talk. Conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you start to clear so you can understand the tools and the negative energy in your essence so you can fulfill your destiny, and not to mention, understand the importance of your astrology natal chart, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So Jason, go ahead.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can see the way to have life. The way to have the life I want comes from healing my soul or my essence.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's the most fundamental thing that there is.
Exactly. Take a breath. And remember, even if you can't see it, remember to blow the negative energy that we're clearing, the blocks, the barriers right now, into that, either the processor or the garbage can. It's so important. You don't want to walk back into this stuff. You've held on to it long enough. So with that said, I'm going to shorten it just a little bit and to eliminate the barrier so I can see that my essence is complex and powerful and can help with all areas of my life. Nice and easy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that I have that needs to be cleared to heal my essence.
Mm-hmm.
And some people tell us that we go through this stuff too fast.
Really?
So if you feel like it's too fast, if you sign up for our free section, yeah, the ecosystemapproach.org, it's written out for you.
Yes.
And you put it on your phone and you do it as slow or whatever.
Or as slow and as often as you want.
And clearing is cumulative. So the more you do, the better off you are.
It's great. So the next one is, and to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that is toxic for my essence. Nice and easy. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see how programming creates trauma that creates negative energy expressed via my Enneagram type.
Nice. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that the natal chart reflects who I should be in the world. When I finally understood that one, it was like, oh, you mean there's actually something out there that says this is, you can do life this way. It really impressed me. Take a breath, nice and easy.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have that creates emotional compulsions that keeps me from my free will, which comes from your healthy essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the clearing my compulsions from my type can give me a greater connection to free will. Take a breath.
People talk about free will all the time, but yes, unless you have a healthy essence, you're really not in control.
Exactly.
You're not in charge. You don't have free will.
Exactly.
And we talk about democracy and all this other stuff, but it starts within.
Yes.
So, and to eliminate any intense anger or resentment that I have because I don't know who I am authentically.
That's a big one, everybody. Take a breath.
And if you don't think you have it, I guarantee you do. Exactly. If you think you know who you are, and it's aligned with your natal chart, then maybe you do.
Okay.
You
know? Okay. And to eliminate any resistance I have to seeing that I need both the Enneagram and the natal chart, for the ecosystem approach to actually work for me. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the buildup of negative energy is new in the world, but must be removed.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the hate and anger I have about my struggle with my compulsive behaviors. I know he wrote that one exactly for me. Take a breath.
and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that to have great potential in the age of Aquarius, I need more than just the Enneagram or natal chart. I need the ecosystem approach to put it all together for me.
Exactly.
Because we see, and it's because we see that we're able to put this program together in a way that's effective for you.
Take a breath.
That was a long one, wasn't it?
It was, but because of time, I didn't get a chance to talk about activating life force energy, the most powerful energy. It's kind and compassionate and knowing. It really, really, really helps us, helps guide us in the world today, helps guide our essence in the world today. Follow me. It goes like this. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can be happy and healthy and have the awareness that I need to see that the ecosystem approach can work for me and that I can do my purpose and purposes that I came here to do as intended. Nice and easy. Take a nice breath. Pull all that life force energy in through the top of your head and blow out any negative energy left over.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to remove my compulsive behaviors so I can focus on my authentic self,
yes,
which is made clear with the natal chart.
Yes.
In astrology. Yes.
Take a breath, everyone. Pull in that life force energy. And it's clean. That energy is clean. And to activate life force so I can trust and understand that my natal chart reflects who I should be in the world. One more time. Pull it in. Just get one inkling of who you should be in the world, and you will be amazed at what you can offer the rest of the world. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus my attention on my emotional compulsions to be free to choose my own behavior in the world.
Wow.
Yep.
And last one, and to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and have clarity and have, for me and everybody else, that's definitely for objectivity, creativity, be able to heal myself and heal the world around me as intended, because right now everybody needs to be healed. Nice and easy, pull it in and blow out any negative energy left over.
One last note. I remember I told a client one time about how great the Enneagram was. Mm-hmm. So instead of focusing on removing the negative energy, she went and studied the Enneagram as a personality typing system. She missed the point.
The whole point.
The Enneagram is to help you remove the negative energy.
Yes.
So,
Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Well, and talking about negative energy, One of the things that we hear the most, we've heard quite a bit over the 20 years that we've been doing, it's more than 20 years now.
Exactly.
Let the universe decide.
Oh.
So, and there's nothing wrong with that. And there's actually a positive part of that.
Sure.
And I want to talk about that. But now that we know about negative energy and the world and how the negative energy is affected in the world, we can say, okay, if we're going to let the universe decide, who is really deciding?
Right.
And we're going to help you with this next show to understand when you should do that, when you shouldn't, and when you should be clearing to understand it better. This is a really, really important show.
And for each Enneagram type, who decides if it's a blanket thing, not everybody's going to be taken care of.
A lot of times it's your Enneagram type, not your astrology.
Exactly. There you go. So if this show touched you today, touched your heart, if it made you think about things that we talked about today in a way you've never considered before, Jason, tell everybody about the ecosystem approach.
Well, the way you make it a bigger part of your life is listen to our show every week.
Yes.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. Sign up for our free section. Mm-hmm. It's free. We're not going to bug you. We're not going to
send you 20 million emails.
No, we don't do that. But we'll send you a weekly newsletter that has the clearings in it. So you can do those clearings and start to uncover that negative energy from your essence.
And
it's really, really important.
And learn about who you are.
Also, go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
And the title is theecosystemapproach.org is our Facebook name. And you can see all of our, a lot of our shows there. They're on video. Be sure and like us while you're there. I appreciate that. And make sure you sign up for that free section. That's the most important part.
Okay. And one more thing. The ecosystem approach. Yes, we designed it, but we also have an understanding, a true understanding, because we have removed negative energies from our own essences about how we can help other people and how much of a difference not only we can make, but you can make in your own life. So we will connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.